The global state wants to control not just all the money, ATM. That's a reference to our March 27, 2016 show and our November 20th, 2016 show. Not only all the money, but all the information that exists and that we have access to, personal data and historical truth. A tinfoil wrap around our minds. With all the first, the personal data of lifeless entities stuck in the spider's web of things, us, they are more assured of determining the second and ensuring that we are ever more cleansed with each passing generation of accurate information. I noticed, for example, that the print propaganda insertion means I try to read seems to be telegraphing a power intention of rediscovering Nikola Tesla's observations bit by bit. I suspect they want cover for their extreme audaciousness in attempting to bury Nikola Tesla. I'm referring to an article in which we find this said, with no mention of Nikola Tesla. Quote, "When I got started back in the 80s, nobody cared about lightning," said Hugh Christian, a research professor at the University of Alabama at Huntsville and director of the team that developed a lightning sensor that will be attached to a truss of the International Space Station in 2017. It will augment coverage provided by a geostationary satellite known as GOES GOES 16 that was successfully launched in November. Researchers have discovered different and strange iterations of lightning, including surprising and mysterious sorts of lightning elves and sprites, colorful ultra-fast bursts of electricity that dance above clouds into the upper atmosphere, unquote, from Kate Murphy's article, A Striking Weather Prediction from the New York Times of January 10, 2017. It's difficult to credit that a research professor who directs a team designing a lightning sensor for the International Space Station could say that before 1980, nobody cared about lightning's meteorological effects. Nikola Tesla went to some trouble to study lightning, even creating it himself and providing the power guys with their heads up on using electrical waves to create condensation, rain in the atmosphere. We are so in Nikola's debt for everything electrical and EMF, for which he is given almost no credit. But the broad effect of the suppression of Nikola and Prince, our biggest spirits, on our thought process is equally disturbing. It seems the global state statesmen will not rest until all of us are as dumbed down and stripped of independent thought as they themselves are. A global totalitarian order, quote unquote, renders the notion of the protectionist state moot. Suppression of our gifts, our bigness, can in no sense be interpreted as protection. But it's also rendered moot from below, from the view of winning and living in and cherishing ad infinitum freedom. Last week we asked whether we are discussing the fact that Nikola Tesla's gifts, along with all the subsequent technology invented that is useful for establishing the individual self-sufficiency of each, as the basis of our global society. Whether we're discussing that those inventions eliminate any possible role for a state, and suggested that this is the political implication of one of Prince's conclusions at the end of The Rainbow Children, that we must, as and after we heal from the brutalization of class, turn to, attend to, be led by the kingdom deep within. That kingdom deep within we will be arguing today, once released from the claims of class, and as data can't be money from fascists, from, in quotes, if we don't give up our bodies, we'd best watch our backs as we go forward with open eyes. That kingdom deep within, once released from the claims of class, the false claims on our bodies and of manufactured scarcity, of imposed and so false necessity, which is how they maintain their false claim on our bodies. That inner kingdom, once released, forms by its own inherent nature a natural order, an order that comes from tuning our various instruments to the key of love. Open your heart, open your mind. A train is leaving all day. A wonderful trip through our time, and laughter is all you pay. Around the world in a day. Loneliness already knows you. There ain't no reason to stay. Come here and take my hand. I'll show you. I think I know a better way. Around the world in a day. No shouting, no shouting. The purple one will escort you to places within your mind. The former is red, white, and blue. Both, and my comment, both our former mind and that which forms our mind. The latter is purple. Come on and climb around the world in a day. All the little babies sing around the world. Around the world in a day. A government of love and music, boundless in its unifying power. A nation of alms, of the production and sharing of ideas. A shower of flowers. And that beautiful picture of the future when we are free is based on an understanding of who we are and what we are inherently. That's what we're born with. As Stevie said at the end of Happy Birthday to You, we are all born with that heart, that love. It's in us. We just got to get this sad, sick group of folks off of us so that it can grow and develop and that we can form a natural order based on love. Abundance. Abundance is what we create. Abundance is what comes from peace. Because we give our gifts freely when allowed to be them. Be our gifts without coercion. As Nicola hoped to show us and to convince us of, both to show us with his example and to convince us of in his essay on how to increase the mass of human energy, which we can now see means the mass of our happiness. Abundance naturally orders itself as water finds its level, finds where it's needed. And where it's needed, it fills. And where a surfeit exists, it exits. This is an order that comes from abundance. When we tune our various instruments to the key of love, this Prince believed in, the power of love always guiding us as that inner voice we're made too busy to hear. That inner voice cannot guide unless we are free. The seeming incongruities lodged in this unexpected place I find myself in come to me repeatedly. That I feel the imperative, the necessary, what, something, to speak for Prince, a man whose bright light of honesty exposes the muck of orchestrated lies this system feeds us, this man with a voice like no other. With a gift for expressing authentic feeling like no other. This man could not speak for himself. This trap these power guys thrust him in fills me with an inexpressible anger and horror of what they've done, are doing, to us, that our Prince of Love had no one seemingly to voice recognition and appreciation of what he was doing for us, that they heaped lies on this man who literally died for us, spurs me on and draws me inextricably to him.